And now,
we present to you.
Seriously.
Ignorant.
News.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
It's a little disturbing. I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-E.
Seriously ignorant.
Catch Damon Wednesday in Columbus, Ohio at the Funny Bone. Thursday, Damon is in Dayton with Mark Gregory. Saturday, Damon headlines the All-Star Comedy Jam, Fort Wayne, Indiana at the Embassy Theater. From Chicago, where it is very, very cold, Senior Chief Correspondent Damon Williams reports on a man who was fed up with hot breath.
Oh, my.
Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom, as serious as a resignation by J. Anthony Brown.
Well, you and your wife can take all that stuff back.
He been waiting on that one, wasn't he?
No, you were waiting.
No. I love you, man. I'm glad you're back, dude. Look, after filling in for you 3 or 4 days and doing shows at night, I get it. Seriously. No, this guy was a bold thief walks into a Canadian pharmacy, right? After being dropped off by a cab, he walks to the rear of the store, surveys the aisles, then pulls out a large trash bag and filled it up with merchandise and walked right out the store back to the cab he had waiting. Check it. Then he comes back in the store, pulls out another large trash bag, fills it up with merchandise, and goes back to the cab and leaves. We don't know his motives, but the two trash bags were filled with chewing gum. All chewing gum.
What?
$1,500 worth of chewing gum. Now, I don't know what that is, street value, but...
Oh, my God.
You know how much stuff you walk past worth more than gum in a pharmacy? You walk past the condoms, the razors, the vitamins, the Metamucil. $1,500 worth of chewing gum. So somewhere there's a black market chewing gum ring out there, and he has not been caught. The public is being asked to help identify him because it was all caught on tape. Seriously. So I don't know about his breath, but what are you going to do with $1,500 worth of chewing gum? As serious as a pork-eating Muslim.
Oh, wow. They exist. They really
they out there. Do. Trust me. Let me get them rib tips. As-salamu alaykum.
My brother.
Is that mild sauce on them tips, brother? All right. Seriously. Now, my next story is another bold guy. A man is crossing the border with a sled full of drugs. He's wearing all white camouflage. He has his white camouflage bag, and it's snowing outside. And he has a bag with over $1.5 million worth of Xanax pills. Now, he don't have dogs. It's just him walking, dragging this 200-pound bag of pills. And the reason why he got even caught was because he tripped the... a sensor at the border, and the authorities caught up with him. But you know, if you bring in $2 million worth of pills, this ain't your first order. You don't just start with a $2 million. He been doing this for a while, back and forth across the border. Now, also on a related story, a lady had 50 pounds of weed she was bringing across the Canadian border in a foosball table. Now, somebody needs to talk to Donald Trump. I think we need to put this wall around Canada. You worry about the Mexicans coming to work and all the drugs is coming in through Canada border. Seriously. As serious as a strong-faced female bodybuilder. But I've seen them.
They exist.
Report to you live. And glad to hear you back, Jay.
Jay, you still here?
I'm sorry. We was out. I'm here.